This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
The Cortez Island Academy has a new application process this year for the upcoming 2023 and 2024 season. Students don't simply have to just register, but have to go through an application process, including a video to explain why you want to be a part of the program and references. The program was so successful last year that they have to start turning people away, says Manda Gillipsy, lead administrator of the Cortez Island Academy. Prospective Clahoose and other students local to Cortez will be prioritized and make up about half the program. The program will also cost tuition this year for the 5 months, but the CIA can provide support for low-income families, says Gillipsy. I spoke with Manda about the upcoming program and how the Cortez Island Academy are evolving to meet the needs of the community.
Hi, my name is Manda O'Fox Gillespie, and amongst the many hats I wear in the Cortez Island community, one of them is the founder and maybe lead administrator of the Cortez Island Academy.
So tell me about the local student applications that just opened up for the 2023 and 2024 semester for the Cortez Island Academy.
So we are planning now and accepting applications for our second year of the Cortez Island Academy. And this actually represents a really big turning point in the Cortez Island Academy because our first semester, which was the 2022-2023 semester, was a pilot program. And it was a pilot all around. It was a pilot for the school district to see whether or not there was enough interest from students and from the local community. And it was a pilot for the local community to see whether or not we could pull together all the resources, the huge number of resources it would take from our local community to make an entire semester or high school experience work in our little remote community. And it was a resounding, off the charts, unbelievable success. And that success, it feels so far beyond a dream come true. I think anybody who's lived on Cortez has felt the profound loss of what it has meant to not be able to provide education for our teenagers on the island. It has impacted our local elementary school because it means families move away. It's impacted the businesses and jobs that would usually rely not just on teenagers, but on their families. Right, on having executive directors and manager types who at their peak earning and peak knowledge years in the workforce leave because their community has no place for their children, or watching year after year as students have to figure out a way to earn enough money that they can go live with strangers in a nearby town in order to get a high school education. The whole thing has been heartbreaking for me. And then year after year to watch our friends leave, even when we made a different choice. So to be able to provide not just schooling, but schooling that brought our students and made them want to stay home, many of them, and then brought some of the most interesting, amazing, vibrant students from all over the province and even in other countries to our little island and have them say things like they feel transformed, they've never felt that school was something for them, and now they feel like school is a powerful place that will prepare them for a future that they want to be a leader in. That's incredible. And so this year we have something new, which is applications. It's not just a registration process. It's become so popular that we knew we were going to start having to basically turn people away, which is the sad part of a good thing. We actually have the applications open both for local students and for all students. So we opened up to local students first. We have a slightly simplified local student application, but it is a real rigorous application process. The students have to do a video about themselves and why they want to be part of this. They have to have an adult or a mentor or a teacher fill out a reference form about who they are and why they'll be good. They have to talk about what they want out of this experience. We've created an application process that prioritizes local students. And by local, we both mean Cortez Island students and students who live on the other remote communities that are not served in our district, that are not served by a high school program and any Kalihu students. So no matter where they're living, we are prioritizing helping Kalihu students should they want to come home to their home territory for this educational program, getting them into the program. So that will make up about half of the students that we let in or that we prioritize. So not every local student may get in this year, but they'll have priority access to the program.
So how does a local apply to this upcoming season?
So a local student basically applies, they go to CortezIslandAcademy.ca/register, and the application process is a link from there. They have to fill out information about themselves and about what they need and want and expect out of this educational experience. And then they have to do a video about why they want to be part of this program, what they're most looking forward to, what they're scared of, et cetera. And then they have to find someone who knows them well enough and is willing to personally refer them and spend the time to write a personal reference letter. It is an extensive application process, but right now in Canada, rural and remote students are undereducated and they underperform in every measurable outcome. They drop out of high school at almost double the rates of their urban counterparts. And again, they are unable to sometimes get into the alternative programs that are out there because they underperform, because they're not considered often the best and the brightest students out there because they have not had, or I believe, because they've not had the options. So we are not looking for the usual student who has been the best and brightest in the usual way that schools are. We are looking for students who are living in often rural, remote, isolated communities and are hungry for something new, to be able to show that they are capable, that they're capable and that they are kind and loving and determined, and they don't have to be the best writers or the best at math or the best at sitting at a desk all day. That's not what matters to us.
So in terms of accessibility, does attending the CIA cost anything for a local student and for a foreign student?
Yeah. So the Cortez Island Academy this year for the first time has a fee. So anybody who needs a homestay already, there's a fee. It's basically a reimbursement program, but the students who are participating or needing a homestay have to pay for the room and board that they receive. That's a cost right there, but it's a cost that everybody who lives on Cortez knows that it's not cheap to feed a teenager or anyone living on Cortez. It's not a cost we've been able to get away from. But this year we are also charging tuition. And this is because the program is expensive and we are not getting money from the provincial government to support the expenses of this program. Last year we managed to raise a bunch of grant money and we also had money come in. So this year we are hoping to do a whole bunch of fundraising also, but this year it's going to cost $3,500 for the 5-month program. And we have said we will meet every single penny of that a family needs who gets in to the program. So we do not ask whether you can afford to pay when we evaluate students for this program. And everybody who gets into the program that we determine this is the year for them to do this program, everybody who has financial need, we will meet that financial need. And we are doing that in part because of the generosity of the Cortez Island Community Foundation, who has been the partner on this project from the beginning, who kind of said, yes, we will take the risk even before it existed, everything else, and has been our partner from the beginning. And they have said, we are going to commit to fundraising and working with this community to make sure that nobody is turned away because of financial needs. Because we know what it's like. If you're living on rural and remote communities, you don't have the ability to pay big amounts for schooling. And I feel like in the perfect world, we shouldn't have to charge anything from anybody. But we still need to demonstrate to the government and to the Ministry of Education that our rural students are worth an additional investment and that we need this kind of investment. And until we can demonstrate that fully and convince the powers to be that have the big pockets, then we are going to have to figure out ways to keep fundraising and knocking on all the right doors and figuring out how to do it ourselves.
When is the application due for local students?
The application for all students is due at the end of March.
And what was the website again to get more information and to potentially start up an application?
CortezIslandAcademy.ca. So Cortez is C-O-R-T-E-S, CortezIslandAcademy.ca. And you can find out, not only can you go and register for next year, but you can see about our amazing program that next year offers. We have a forest ecology theme next year. We'll be providing 3/4 of a year's worth of credits in our half year program. And these include credits like socials, science, English, physical education, leadership, career education, et cetera. But also next year, we are going to be working with 2 different universities, both UBC and SFU, to provide just really incredible research and science into this program. And Dr. Suzanne Samard, who's well known for her work with the Mother Tree Project, will be coming and working with our students too. So it is an incredible year. You can learn more about that year to come on CortezIslandAcademy.ca. Besides registering, and you can look at some of the impacts that our last year program had. So we had an incredible diversity of students that were part of our program, and we are super proud about that diversity and the lives that we've touched and the incredible work that these students did, which you can see and listen to also by going to CortezIslandAcademy.ca, and you can go into the 2022-2023 program and listen to the podcasts that they created, watch the videos that they did, and see tons of photos that show some of their work and the engagement of these students. It's really inspiring. I do hope everybody will take a moment to visit.
Amazing, Manda. Thanks for all your passion. It's infectious. And thanks for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Louis Belcour, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.